This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Well, Massachusetts may be celebrating its first female U.S. senator, but up in the Granite State, they've done us one, two, three, four, wait, five better. Last night, New Hampshire elected a female governor and will send America's first ever all-female delegation to Congress. Felice Bellman is editor of the Concord Monitor, and she joins us now from Concord. Welcome to Radio Boston, Felice.
Thanks so much.
It's great to have you. So, Maggie Hassan won the governor's office in New Hampshire, and we see congressional victories for Carol Shea Porter and Ann Custer. Was it a surprise to Granite State voters that they ended up basically having an all-female sweep?
Yeah. Absolutely. You know, gender wasn't anything that anyone was particularly chattering about, thinking about before the election. All of these races seemed like they would be close. I mean, just 2 years ago, New Hampshire, these were all Democrats, and just 2 years ago, we became ultra Republican. And so, I think the party shift is what people were thinking more about, and to wake up and suddenly have the first all-female delegation in Washington plus a woman in the state house, it's pretty remarkable.
Well, on that note, Jean Shaheen, already a senator and a Democrat. Kelly Ayotte, also a senator, but she's now in the delegation overall, the last Republican. So that gets to your observation about the fact that New Hampshire has seemed to swung, sort of blue in 2008, red in 2010 by sending a lot of Tea Party folks to the state legislature there, and now blue again. What's with the back and forth?
You know, the story that I had on our front page this morning, we called New Hampshire the whiplash state because it's the extremes are so back and forth. We have an editorial trying to analyze this tomorrow, and one thought we've had is that there was a lot of reaction to external stuff. You know, 2 years ago, it seemed to us that voters were really reacting to what was going on in Washington. They didn't like Obamacare. They weren't happy with where the economy was. And so they voted Republicans, not only at the federal level, but in local races. And what they ended up electing was a legislature that was quite conservative, quite different from what we'd ever had before. And I think this year people were reacting to that. So it was a lot of back and forth. And it's hard to say where the new normal will finally end up, you know, because both of these elections seemed quite extraordinary.
Well, that's one of the reasons why we love New Hampshire. It's constantly redefining the new normal.
Absolutely.
Felice Bellman is the editor of the Concord Monitor. Thanks so much for joining us
today,
Felice.
Sure thing.